वासुदेवाय विश्वं विष्णुर्वशङ्कारो भूतभव्यभवत्प्रभुः भूतपृग्भूतपृग्भावो भूतात्मा भूतभावनः भूतात्मा परमात्मा च मुक्तानां परमागतिः अव्ययः पुरुषः साक्षी क्षेत्रज्ञोऽक्षर एव च योगो योगमिदान्येता प्रधानपुरुषेश्वरः नरसिंह मन्त्रीमान् केशवः पुरुषोत्तमः सर्वशर्वशिवस्तानुर्भूतानिर्विद्रव्ययः सम्भवो भावनो भर्ता प्रभवः प्रभुरीश्वरः स्वयम्भूशम्भुरादित्यपुष्कराक्षो महास्वनः अनादितनो दाता विदाता धातुरुत्तमः अप्रमेयो ऋषिकेशपद्मनाभो मरप्रभुः विश्वकर्मा मनुस्वष्टास्तविष्टश्च विरोद्ध्रुवः अकार्यः शाश्वतकृष्णो लोहिताक्षप्रतर्दनः प्रभूतश्रीकृद्धामवित्रं मङ्गलं परम् ईशानप्राणदप्राणो ज्येष्ठश्रेष्ठप्रजापतिः हिरण्यगर्भो भूगर्भो माधवो मधुसूदनः ईश्वरो विक्रमी तन्वी मेधावी विक्रमक्रमः अनुत्तमो दुरादर्श कृतज्ञकृतिरात्मवान् सुरेशशरणं शर्म ईश्वरेशाप्रजाभव अहः संवत्सरो ज्ञान प्रत्ययः सर्वदर्शनः अजः सर्वेश्वरः सिद्धः सिद्धिः सर्वादिरक्षितः कृशाकविरमेयात्मा सर्वयोगविनिश्रितः सुमना सत्यः समात्मा संवितः समः अमोघपुण्डरीकाक्षो विश्वकर्मा वृषावृतिः रुद्रो विश्वयोनिःशुचिश्रमा अमृतशाश्वतस्थानुर्वरारोहो महातपाः सर्वः सर्वविद्वानुर्विश्वक्षेनो जनार्दनः वेदो वेदविदव्यङ्गो वेदाङ्गो वेदविद्कविः लोकाध्यक्षः सुराध्यक्षो धर्माध्यक्षः कृताकृतः चतुरात्मा चतुर्व्यूहश्चतुर्दंशश्चतुर्भुजः सहिष्णुर्जगदादिजः अनको विजयो जेता विश्वलोनिं पुनर्वसुः उपेन्द्रो वामनः प्रांशुरमो वज्रुधिरोचितः अतीन्द्रः सङ्ग्रहः सर्गो जगात्मा नियमो यमः वेद्यो वैद्यः सदा योगी वीरः माधवो मधुः अतीन्द्रियो महामायो महोत्साहो महाबलः महाबुद्धिर्महावीर्यो महाशक्तिर्महाद्युतिः अनिर्देश प्रभु श्रीमान् मे आत्मा महादृज
I'm sure. That's it. Okay, let's go to our book and do a few. I think we are on
178.
Did we do Anudesha? Oh yeah, we did that one, that's right.
Yeah.
We did 178. Yeah. We did Sriman.
Yeah.
We did?
I don't remember doing
I don't think so.
Oh, you don't?
No,
I did it. in my mind.
Can't you follow?
You know what happens? It's because I always prepare.
Yeah.
And so then I've done it already. Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's all familiar when I come back to study the next ones, then I think that I've done these. Yeah. Okay, 178. Repeat. Shriman.
Shriman.
Okay, Shrimat, just for your Sanskrit understanding, there are affixes, pratyayas, many of them that will be added on to nouns. So Shri means wealth. It has a lot of different meanings, but its basic meaning is wealth, Shri. Mut or vat, is mut and vat are exactly the same. It's a, sometimes because of the letters and the ending letters, vat will be added, like bhaga will take vat, bhaga vat. But there are other words like Shri that will take mut. So there's rules for that, whether you use vat or mut. Okay, but it means exactly the same thing. It means one who possesses whatever that is. Okay, so it also has other meanings, just for your information. It has other meanings, like vat as an indeclinable means like that. Okay, there's another, like eva. Eva means like. So vat also means like that, whatever it is. But also is the past active participle termination. And then it's declined. It's declined in the same way, but it's hooked onto a verb and becomes a participle. So there's three major ways that but is used, but not mut. Right? It's so that but can be taken in any of these three ways depending on context, but mut is usually just mut. Right? So Shri mut, the one who has Shri. So here, now, if you look at this in the book, if you're in the book, you could say Shriman, and then in parents it says 22, 220, and 613. You see that? These are, Shriman occurs in the Vishnu Sahasranama in three different places. Verse 20, Nama, the three different Namas, 22, 220, and 613. So in this Nama, Shankara is defining it differently. So we're looking at Shri Mat in three different ways. So in this one, it's Aishwarya Lakshana. So repeat, Aishwarya Lakshana Samagra
Samagra
Shrihi
Shrihi
Yesya
Yesya
Saha
Saha
Shriman
Shriman.
So Aishwarya, first of all, these are all Shri is a, even though it ends in a long E in Visarga in the nominative singular, it's a feminine noun, Shri. Okay? Shri, he is the nominative singular. Samagra is an adjective. And so samagra is the feminine form of the adjective. And samagra means completely whole, entire. So the one, the samagra, the complete whole Shri in its entirety, the whole infinite Shri, samagra Shri. Here, Aishwarya Lakshana. Lakshana is the end of a compound. It means it is defined by, defined as, or in certain contexts we characterized as or characterized by. Lakshana means it has the specific quality, the particular definition is Lakshana. So we would say in English, that Shri, which is Samagra, all wealth, and prosperity. See, the Lord of all wealth and prosperity. So here, the one, the Shri, which is all, the total Shri, which is now being defined, Lakshana, as Aishwarya. Aishwarya is one of the six bhagas. And the six bhagas, all because they belong to the Lord, they're all samagra. In fact, there's a quote at the beginning, there's a shloka, that Bhagawan is defined by the six bhagas, and the word samagra is used to be attached to all of them. It means infinite, complete, whole. There's nothing left out.
Aishwarya means what?
Aishwarya means overlordship. So the overlordship means the one who is the Lord of everything. And so all of this is his. So he has all wealth because of Aishwarya, having that overlordship. It's his creation, right? So the whole Maya Upadi is nothing but Ishwara. So there is nothing that is not him. Right? And so having everything come from him, he is the Bhagawan, he is the Lord of all of this. So this is how Shri is being used here. So now do you see the yesya? Mm-hmm. When we see yesya like that, it literally means whose or for whom. Mm-hmm. The yesya is used to indicate some sort of a behuverhi, or the one for whom, right? One whose wealth is all of this, is everything. So for whom the wealth, the complete wealth, the one who has complete wealth characterized by Aishwarya, Saha, he is Shriman. The one who has all wealth, yesya. The one who has all wealth characterized by overlordship, Aishwarya, Saha, he is Shriman. Now, so he's just defined Shriman, the one who has that Shri. You see? So he is called Shriman. So Shriman. Let's do the next one. Ameyatma.
Ameyatma.
Ameyatma. Sarvaihi.
Sarvaihi.
Prani bihi.
Prani bihi.
Ameyaha.
Ameya.
That Repha, Repha means Ra, goes to the Sarg if I break the Sunday. So, Prani Bihi Ameyaha. Say,
Prani Bihi Ameyaha.
Atma.
Atma.
Buddhihi.
Buddhihi.
Yesya.
Yesya.
Saha.
Saha.
Ameyatma.
Ameyatma.
I think that Yesya again is the one who has. He who has. Okay, so, Sarvaihi by all. Instrumental plural. Prani bihi. By all pranis, by all the living beings. Prana means the breath. Prani is the one who has the breath. Okay. So by all those who have breath, for all by all living beings, literally. For all those who have prana, you just say prana is that vital force. Because they are all those who have the vital force, sukshma sharira. So by all living, literally by all living beings, pranaihi. Prani bihi. Ameyaha. Now, maya comes from the root ma, which means to measure, to know. Maya is a potential participle, that which can be known, that which is to be known. Ameya, the unnegates. So, ameyaha, that which can never be known, that which is unable to be known. Potential participle that negates, coming from ma. Like pramana, prama, ma, that ma means to know, to measure. So prama means knowledge. So here ma, maya, ma becomes maya as a potential participle, the unnegates it. And the atma here, the atma means buddhi. So we think, when we think of atma, we think of Brahman atma, the self. But you'll find in the Gita and in all of the texts, just like I can refer to my mind, I can refer to the Atma as myself. I can refer to the mind as myself, the body. Like if I say I'm very strong, I'm physically very strong, I'm very strong, the Atma then is superimposed on the body. So Atma is used for the body. It's used for any upadhi. Any upadhi is a conditioning adjunct. It can be used for the buddhi, the mind, my health. Okay? So you have to look at the context. Is Atma being used here as Atma? Or as Atma, which is Brahman, the non-dual Atma, the Satchidananda Atma, or is it used contextually as an upadhi? So here, it says, the Atma, the buddhi, the one, buddhi and buddhi, and so say buddhi is a feminine noun. Buddhi can be your intellect, your buddhi. Buddhi can be your conviction. Like Dehatma Buddhi, the one who has the conviction of the body, of the self being the body. Like any samsari, anyone who comes to this knowledge has that Dehatma Buddhi. They don't have the Brahmatma Buddhi. They have the Dehatma Buddhi. Deha means body, right? So that Dehatma Buddhi has to be neutralized. So here Buddhi, what I'm saying, Buddhi can be your actual, the knowledge, the intellect, the Buddhi itself is the instrument of the knowledge. Right? Or the conviction. So these are ways you find this word buddhi being used. So here Swamiji takes the one who's buddhi, because Ishwara, it's not that Ishwara has some, he's not a jiva, right? So the one, we look at the whole Maya Upadhi as an expression of infinite knowledge. So the one whose knowledge, in the form of the manifestation of the entire jagat, of the entire creation, the one whose knowledge is Ameya, is cannot be known by any given prani. The pranis are not able, because the pranis are all jivas within this infinite creation. The one whose expanse of whose buddhi is not available for our knowledge, so we do get to experience Ishwara, because we're not ever experiencing anything but Ishwara, but we don't have the whole Maya Upadhi at our fingertips. So Swamiji says, what does he say here? It's kind of nice. The Nama was seen with a different meaning previously, right? Because there's three different meanings. Here the word Atma means buddhi, knowledge, intelligence. So Bhagawan is one whose buddhi is Ameya, whose knowledge and intelligence cannot be measured by anyone at any time. With regard to those around us, we may be able to say that this person knows this much at this time. Still, it is not possible to know fully all that the person knows. We can't even know. We don't even know what we know. If that is so with reference to human beings, what can we say about the buddhi of the Lord? We can say he has all knowledge, but we do not even know what all that all includes. Right? Therefore, the extent of his knowledge is immeasurable. At the most, we can say he has no ignorance of anything, its detail or depth at any time, because the whole Maya Upadhi is his form. That's nice.
So what would you say to a mind that wants to have his knowledge? I mean, don't you see that urge many times?
Yeah, well, we'll probably talk about it. Talk about the limitations of your upadhi being able to have it. I wouldn't waste your time doing a lot of tapas to try to get Bhagawan to give you that. Then you'll freak out like Arjuna did.
Buddhism, something like that's considered one of the unthinkables.
Yes.
Because it will make you crazy.
Yeah. One of the unthinkables, and I forget the Sanskrit name for it, but he has 10, I think there are 10 things that are questions that he will not answer. Yeah.
He wouldn't discuss them either, right?
Won't discuss them.
Yeah.
Are they off the table?
Yeah, the workings of karma is another.
Yeah, all of that. Because he says, you know, we're trying to pull the arrow out of the leg. You want to get rid of that pain? These things are not going to help you. So, anyway, I don't want to get into Buddhism right now. So I don't mind it, but so. Mahad 180. Mahad Vidrit.
Mahad Vidrit.
So Maha from Mahan, so Maha, then Adri and Drit. Maha means great, right? Adri is a mountain. It also means stones and rocks, but in this case, Mahadri is a mountain, a great mountain. Drit, the sustainer, you know, the one who is the holder of the great mountains. And in Swamiji's commentary, he's talking about two in particular, where Bhagawan, as an avatar, held up two great mountains. We'll see in the commentary here. Repeat after me. Mahantam Adrim. It should be Adrim usually. No, it is Adri. It is Adri. Sorry, I'm wrong. Adri. Mahantam Adrim.
Mahantam Adrim.
Girim.
Girim.
Mandaram.
Mandaram.
Govardhanam.
Govardhanam.
Va.
Va.
Amrita Matane.
Amrita
Matane. Gorakshane cha.
Gorakshane cha.
Dhritavan.
Dhritavan.
Iti.
Iti.
Mahadri Drit.
Mahadri Drit.
Mahantam is in the accusative singular from Mahat. In the masculine, Mahantam means great. Adri, the Adrim accusative singular, so Mahantam Adrim, great mountain. Adrim means giri. Giri means a mountain. So, Mahantam Adrim, defined as giri. And then he says two mountains, Mandaram and Govardhanam Va. Either the Mandara or the Govardhanam Va. Amrita Matane. Then he says, in the churning of the nectar. Amrita is nectar. We have to go back to the mythology when Bhagawan was allowed the churning of the nectar. We'll see. I'll read this commentary because I don't remember all these stories that well. But go rakshane, and in the rakshana of the cow. So there's two examples with these two mountains. One is when the nectar is being churned, and he becomes a tortoise and goes down to the bottom and supports the mountain. Okay. The other, that great huge mountain that is being used to churn this ocean. The mountain starts to sink, you know, into the bottom of the ocean. And so Bhagavan has to takes the form as a tortoise, to go down underneath to the bottom of the ocean and lift up the mountain, so the mountain can then be churned on top of him, right? And then there's another story with the Govardhana. He gets into some tiff with Indra, you know, and Indra is upset about something, and he makes the rains come, and all the cows and everybody are being flooded. So Bhagavan takes the form. I have to read this. He takes a particular form, holds up a mountain, so over all of the land, so that they have like an umbrella. Yeah, the mountain becomes an umbrella. Okay, so we'll read it. So what he says here, in the churning of the amrita matane, in the churning of the nectar, go rakshane cha and cha, in the protection of the cows, dhritavan. He becomes one who is a dhritavan. Van means from the vat. He is one who has dhrita, means he is one who is holding. He has the strength to support, to hold. He becomes one who has dhrita, that tremendous holding capacity. He's holding these two mountains. One is the tortoise, he's holding the mountain for churning. The other, he's holding the mountain as a huge umbrella to stop the cows and everybody being killed by Indra's wrath. Okay? Iti mahadvidrit. Thus he is called one who is holding the great mountains. You see it? So listen to what he says. During his avatar as Sri Krishna, he lifted the Govardhana mountain to protect the Gokula. Gokula means the whole village of cows, that, you know, from the torrential rains. Indra, angry that the Indra Puja that was annually done to him was denied that year. Indra was furious. So Indra caused incessant torrential rains as though to destroy Gokula. The Lord could have stopped it by a mere sankalpa, but he chose to reveal himself as an avatar by lifting the Govardhana Giri. Giri means mountain, the Govardhana mountain, by his little finger and holding it so continuously for a week. Protecting all the people and cattle of Gokula. Hence he is Mahadri Drit. Then, next story. When both the Devas and Asuras were churning the milky ocean with the Mandara Mountain as the churning rod, using the Mandara Mountain as the churning rod, the mountain began sinking by its own weight. He took an avatara as a kurma. Kurma means tortoise. And once again lifted up the Mandara Mountain from the bottom of the ocean. There also he is called Mahadridrit. Vinihi Goswamiji gives his own thing. The entire Brahmananda cosmos is like a Mahadri, a great mountain whose peak cannot be seen. Okay, the whole universe. Brahmananda means the whole infinite egg of Brahma, this whole infinite creation. Take it as a great mountain whose peak cannot be seen. Brahmananda Dharati, he holds the whole Brahmananda. Drishati iti Mahadridrit. I'm not sure what drish means here. I think it's another word for dharati. He holds, he bears, he contains the whole Brahmanandam, and therefore Mahadridrit. He sustains and upholds the truth of this Brahmanandam, the cosmos. Om Tat Sat. We stop there because then we begin another verse. Mm-hmm.
Swasti prajabhya palipalim tam nyayena margena mahim mahishah go brahmane shubhamastu nityam loka samasta sukhino bhavantu kale varshatu parjanyah prithivi sasya shalini desho yam shobharahitah brahmana santu nirbhayah om sarve bhavantu sukhinah sarve santu niramayah sarve bhadrani pashyantu ma kashchit dukha bhag bhavet asato ma sadgamaya tamaso ma jyotirgamaya mrityorma amritam gamaya om purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vashishyate om shanti 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 hari om shri gurubhyo namaha hari om